Have you ever heard of the Mystery Monkey, which provided a sideshow to the 2012 Republican National Convention in Tampa, Florida? The monkey in question, an escaped rhesus macaque, had been living for more than 3 years on the city's streets, scavenging food from dumpsters and trash cans, dodging cars, and cleverly evading capture by frustrated wildlife officials. It became a local legend. Then, as hordes of politicians and journalists descended on the city for the convention, the mystery monkey gained sudden international fame. Politicians were quick to use the monkey's story as an opportunity to promote their views. Libertarians and liberals hailed the monkey's persistent evasion of capture as symbolic of the instinct to be free from unjust intrusions on people's and monkeys' freedom. Conservatives interpreted the years of failed efforts to capture the monkey as symbolic of inept, wasteful government. Journalists could not resist telling the story of the mystery monkey and its would-be captors as a metaphor for the political circus going on elsewhere in town. Most folks simply wondered what a solitary macaque was doing in suburban Florida, where it obviously didn't belong. As a biologist and anthropologist, I viewed the mystery monkey, along with the reactions it inspired, through a different lens. As emblematic of the evolutionarily naive and inconsistent way that humans view our place in nature. On the face of it, the monkey epitomizes how some animals survive superbly in conditions for which they were not originally adapted. Rhesus macaques evolved in southern Asia, where their ability to forage for many different foods enables them to inhabit grasslands, woodlands, and even mountainous regions. They also thrive in villages, towns, and cities, and they are commonly used in laboratories. In this regard, the mystery monkey's talent for surviving off trash in Tampa is unsurprising. However, the general conviction that a free-range macaque didn't belong in a Florida city reveals how poorly we apply the same line of reasoning to ourselves. When considered from an evolutionary perspective, the monkey's presence in Tampa was no more incongruous than the presence of the vast majority of humans living in cities, suburbs, and other modern environments. You and I exist about as far removed from our natural environment as the mystery monkey. More than 600 generations ago, everybody, everywhere, was a hunter-gatherer. Until relatively recently, the blink of an eye in evolutionary time, your ancestors lived in small bands of fewer than 50 people. They moved regularly from one camp to the next, and they survived by foraging for plants as well as hunting and fishing. Even after agriculture was invented, starting about 10,000 years ago, most farmers still lived in small villages, labored daily to produce enough food for themselves, and never imagined an existence now common in places like Tampa, Florida, where people take for granted cars, toilets, air conditioning, cell phones, and an abundance of highly processed, calorie-rich food. I am sorry to report that the mystery monkey was finally captured in October 2012. But how much should we be concerned that the vast majority of humans today still exists, as the mystery monkey once did, in novel conditions for which our bodies were not originally adapted? In many respects, the answer is very little, because life at the start of the 21st century is pretty good for the average human being, and overall our species is thriving, in large part due to social, medical, and technological progress made over the last few generations. There are more than 7 billion people alive, a large percentage of whom expect their children and grandchildren to live, as they will, into their 70s or above. Even countries with widespread poverty have achieved great progress. Average life expectancy in India was less than 50 in 1970, but today is more than 65. Billions of people will live longer, grow taller, and enjoy more comfort than most kings and queens of the past.